Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Welcome, my friends. You are listening to the podcast, Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your host, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. And as you know, this is a podcast dedicated to people's unique journeys to healing and healing through play. And what better guests can I have today than my very own friend? I'm so honored that she calls me a friend, Laura Lee Connery. And she is an amazing woman. And I like to title this, Can You Do This or That? Can you become your own stunt woman or stunt man? Because Laura Lee, not only was she an awarded athlete, like high echelon athlete, but she is a stunt woman in the movies and a way she's also become a holistic healer. And she's a trained master coach. She literally is a real life Wonder Woman. And when I was preparing for today's show, I looked up what's the definition of stunt and stunt woman. And it's so ironic because to do a stunt means you have to have great skill and mastery. That's the noun. But the verb means to stunt is to prevent growth or development of something reaching its full potential. And ironically, Laura's story, stunt woman, helped her reach her most potential and also stunted her growth simultaneously. And it's a paradox in everyone's hero's journey, right? That we have a civilization that praises mastery, growth, full development, really getting to the pinnacle of life, right? I was such a competitive, got to be the best physician ever, got to be the smartest, the best in the room. And all that doing stunted me from learning how to be a human. And my healing and my journey in the last 20 years is learning how to return to childhood, to being present in the now. And I have Laura Lee on, and we're going to talk with Laura Lee about this because she also has had a similar journey as I think so many humans. We live in a world of doing, but we're here. We're meant to be just like the bees be. So Laura Lee, welcome to my podcast. How are you today? Early on a Monday morning.
I'm really good. Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
I'm so just can't wait to interview you. You have such a great story, really. And I want you to chat a little bit, maybe about your childhood and your avenue to becoming an elite athlete and to becoming a stunt woman. Tell us how that all happened.
Well, I grew up in the Rocky Mountains in Canada, and my father was a top level athlete. My parents wanted a boy. I kind of became the tomboy. And my father, like I said, he was a top gymnast in Canada, top diver in Canada, and he was an aerobatic pilot when I was a teenager, early teen. And I used to fly with my father. I loved it.
Whoa.
So on some level, I feel like hanging out with my father and doing all the fun things that we did, he was pretty extreme in not the extreme sports now, but I got into the extreme sports. He also believed in me. Like, he believed that I could do anything physically.
Yeah.
So when I said, Dad, I can't do that. I can't do that. And he's like, yes, you can. And off I went.
So that's beautiful. Yeah.
Raised me as a stunt woman, like raised me with this belief in myself that physically I could handle, that my body was capable. So I trust my body. And yeah. And
it's fascinating. I still remember. And again, it's the lack of trust, right? I loved being a gymnast. It was so much fun, but I could only go forward. I could sort of do a back walkover, but never a back handspring, never a back flip, only forward. And go figure. I could never do a back dive, only a front dive into the pool. I could jump off a high dive, whatever, but back, I didn't have the trust of my own body. Or so kudos to you for having full trust in all that you could do.
Well, I'm going to also say that I think there's a lot of visualization that comes from it. So it's a mental thing also. It's like I could see myself doing it already, and I feel myself doing it already. So it wasn't, and I loved going backwards.
That's really cool. And so start with, you started out as an athlete, and how did, which I know you, I forget exactly the medals you won, but I know that you may tell our audience about all your amazing athletic pursuits and how that actually got you into the stunt world.
Okay, so I was an X Games rollerblader in 95, 96, and 97. I was Canadian national champion, third in the world. And like I said, I was a natural at, I was a pretty aggressive athlete. And I discovered this sports hypnosis tape. It was a CD tape because it was way back when. And I tried it, and it was sports hypnosis. It was visualizing my, what I was, it was visualizing my sport and myself performing those sports. And I tried it, and I started doing it, and I started training the power of the mind. And the next thing you know, I was representing Canada at the X Games. And that took me on a pretty wonderful ride. I ended up being sponsored by Rollerblade. I ended up in LA. And but somewhere along the way, I discovered, well, I got to watch a stunt woman. Back in Vancouver, I got to watch a stunt woman, and I was like, oh, I want to know what she does. And I watched her fall off a bicycle. And in that moment, I went, oh, I want to do that. I do that all the time. They pay you to fall down? They pay you to do this? Oh, I'm so in. So then I ended up in LA, and I pursued stunts. And I had to train martial arts, and I was a bit of a gymnast. I spent a lot of time on a trampoline. I was a diver. So a lot of my skills transferred over.
So tell me how you use the visualization to act. How did you use the mind to train your body? Right? How did you connect mind and body? Because it sounds like you did that a lot in your life.
That's been my whole 30-year journey. So the sports visualization was taking myself into a meditative state or a very relaxed state. And then I'd visualize myself doing all the tricks and doing all the, I would perform like, I would watch the world champion or the champions usually. And I would then visualize myself doing the same things. And then of course, then I would go out and train those things physically, but first I would train them mentally and simultaneously. Yes. So, I was an X Games rollerblader. So I was in a half pipe. So I would train it, and then I'd get to the top of the half pipe, and I'm like, once the visualization, I would convince my body that I could do this. So when I dropped in, my body just knew how to do this, the tricks that I was learning. And it was really interesting and really wonderful. And I just advanced quite quickly because I was mixing the physical training with the mental training.
Very, very interesting. And you know, there are folks out there like Joe Dispenza and Jeff Braden, right, who talks about going into the quantum field of potentiality and taking people who are ill and have illnesses, and they visualize themselves well again, right? And there was an experiment where they took a bunch of old men, and I think they were like in their 70s and 80s, and they put them together in a house. And the house was decorated completely in the 1950s. There was nothing, you know, I think it was the 50s, whatever. It was like a 20-year difference. And the TV shows were that, and the newspapers. And a bunch of them walked out without their walkers and really they age backwards, right? Like Benjamin Button in the movie, right? And so it really is this, how powerful the mind is for telling the body how you want to be. And for you to get to such an elite level, knowing how powerful the mind was. So that got you to the heights of greatness. And how did being a stunt woman also stunt your growth? May I ask that?
Well, I'm going to say there's a physical I trained and there was a mental I trained, and I didn't get to the emotional side yet. So in stunts, I did very well. I won a couple stunt awards, and I really got into my ego, and I used adrenaline to not feel my feelings. So I would be like, go, 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 do, do, do. And I was just really focused on achieving and getting there and stuff like that. So the physical side was great, mental side was great, but I wasn't sitting with my emotions and I wasn't being present with myself. So many years later, say almost 25 years later, I had a bit of a wake-up call that, okay, I can't keep going. I can't keep achieving. I can't keep doing. I have to sit back and really like do an inward journey and really get in touch with myself and my emotions and my desires and what makes my heart sing. Like what? So I was doing a lot of things now for external validation, and I was really good at it. And I had to really take a step back and really sit with myself. Basically, it feels like I went on a self-love journey of like, okay, I'm getting a lot of external validation, but what about me? What about my inner child? What about like, what do I want? Yeah. And that's when I went on a more of an emotional journey.
And yeah, there's a common thread, you know, when you read so many people's books and memoirs about life, right? That they get everything they wanted, right? There's a man who wrote Scary Smart, Bo Gottelat, who helped develop AI. And he talks about, you know, he had everything on the outside, right? Everything everyone tells you you're supposed to want. He had the wife, the kids, the money, the job. And he's like, why am I not happy? Right? Why am I not? I have everything that civilization told me I wanted. Well, what do I want? Right? And you're doing the same thing. You got all the accolades, you got all the awards on the wall, you're like hanging out in Hollywood, everybody wants to be a celebrity in Hollywood. I live in LA, I get it, you know, and living in LA changed me too, because it's like, wait, they're famous, why now aren't I famous? I'm smart, I'm a doctor, I went to a great school, why am I just a physician, right? It's such a mind game of the world telling you who you're supposed to be and who's important and who makes a lot of money.
Yes. And in Hollywood, it felt like, so I got that. I got fame, I made money, and I achieved everything that I set out to achieve.
And I want to take our break right now because it's the perfect time for a break. I want to let our listeners settle on what achievement does your heart want, as opposed to what do you think your purpose in life is supposed to be? Is it supposed to be celebrity and social media fame, or is there something else that makes your heart sing? And on that note, let's go to our first break.
Your healing playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your host. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I invite you to follow me. You can find me at womensreproduction.com. And look out, I have a book coming out hopefully in the next few months, Dear Mom, Letters from Camp, all about wellness. And now back to today's episode, I have the most amazing Laura Lee Connery. She is elite athlete, stunt woman, expert in medical Qigong, and a master coach in and of herself. And before we went to break, we really got to, you know, there's mind, there's body, there's emotion and spirit. And there really are four versions of ourselves that work interconnected. And we often live in just the body or the mind and the body, and we leave the emotions behind. We leave our spirit and our connections behind. I know I've done it. Laura Lee's telling us her story about how she did it. And we're going to come back and ask her, tell me how you found and what did you leave behind as you went for all the things, all the external validation, all the awards, and you got a lot of them, right? Celebrity in LA. What did you leave behind and how did you come back to find it?
Well, I feel like it's been a journey from fear to freedom.
Love it.
So I'm just going to back up a touch. I had the fame, I had the money, I had everything. I had the freedom. I had the financial freedom. I had everything I ever wanted, and I really hit a wall. I've had a number of concussions, and my last concussion really woke me up.
So, medically and physically, huh?
Yeah. In many ways. What I realized is that I truly, truly wanted emotional freedom. What I always wanted was, I'm going to call it inner peace, mm-hmm. but it's emotional freedom. So I went on this real journey to a place of inner peace. And that took me to medical Qigong, which is a Chinese medicine, the energetic branch of Chinese medicine. And I really had to take a journey within and sit with my emotions and really process them and feel them. And
hold on, let's stop a second. I want to just say that out loud. You had to process them and feel those emotions. Process and feel the emotions. And I would tell you that so many people, we resist difficult emotions, those degenerating, those draining emotions. We have been taught to be strong means to go on without emotions, right? And not feeling them. That's the masculine Western way. Don't be so emotional. Don't be so soft. And so I just invite everybody to say, this is her journey back to emotional freedom and peace. And you have to go through the fire. I know it. I'm doing the same. So keep going. But I just want people to remember your emotions are actually how to get free.
Absolutely. So I had the courage to jump off a building. I had the courage to crash a car on purpose.
That's crazy.
But I was afraid of my emotions. So that the courage that I really needed was to go in and feel those really hard emotions and really sit with them. And it was like a transformation I never even knew was possible. When I actually had the courage to like sit with that emotion and feel it and explore it and ask it what it was trying to tell me, like, what are you here to share with me? Like, what's going on? And it really allowed me to get in touch with myself.
Yeah.
And what made my heart sing. Now, in medical Qigong, the model is there's a physical ailment or there's physically something going on. And then you have to heal the mental, emotional, but then there's also a spiritual component of you have to heal the spiritual side in order to come down, and then the mental, emotional side heals, and then the physical side heals. So
I want to stop again. Don't mean to interrupt, but it's medical Qigong, like a lot of Chinese medicine and almost all the ancient healing arts, are on all levels and a systemic level of healing, mind, body, emotion, and energetic connections. The Western paradigm has only really the physical. And so I want to take everybody to just stop and listen to all about these medical Qigong, merging and healing mind, body, heart, and spirit. And I just wanted to point that out because it's beautiful. It's a systemic healing. All of it. So keep going.
So it's been a beautiful journey. So I really got into meditation. And I would meditate and connect. I'm going to call it to my higher self.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd spend time in meditation. Oh, first, okay, I have to start where I started. I had to calm my nervous system.
Ah, very important. That's the parasympathetic. Yes, we got to play and go into the right nervous system to heal. Parasympathetic.
So I think my body was drawn to medical Qigong and to yoga, especially yin yoga, but I had to really calm my nervous system. And once I calmed my nervous system, I could then sit with myself and I would meditate and connect with my higher self, which is the spiritual aspect. And then I really looked at some childhood traumas. I had to really dig into them. And I actually re-experienced them and healed them.
Beautiful.
Through some inner child work and medical Qigong and hypnosis. And then
just a few things. All these amazing things. Let's repeat. Hypnosis, medical Qigong, meditation, yoga.
Yeah.
So just such a beautiful choice of healing therapies.
I'm a master of hypnotherapy, timeline therapy, and NLP.
You are, because you do everything and you become the master of whatever it is you're doing, because that's who you are. I love it.
When I like something. So I use those for sports, and now I was using them for, I discovered that I could use them for healing.
Excellent. How did they differ when you used them for sports and physical as opposed to for your emotional system?
Can I back up to something you said about, I think it was Greg Braden?
Yeah, go ahead.
Them where you put everyone in a room in 1950. Okay. So there was the physical aspect of all of the elderly people were seeing everything they saw when they were young, 20 years old or something. And they were remembering it all. It was the mind, but they were also feeling it all.
Yeah.
And that was the big part of it, is that it was in the feeling is where the healing happens.
Yeah. Experiential learning.
And it's it feels, for me, it's like feeling it. And as I deeply feel it, it transforms, and it transforms into freedom. It's like processing all the emotions. They transform into freedom and inner peace and joy and love and all the wonderful bliss emotions that I was getting through adrenaline before.
Got it. Interesting. So you could get to a place, the same high, through an emotional calm as opposed to through an emotional wave, in a sense, right?
And the deeper I go, so I've been to 3 enlightenment intensives, which are just profoundly good, profoundly amazing. And I've gone deep inside of myself, and it's freedom and inner peace and everything I ever wanted. And back to the concussions, I've healed my concussions. Medical Qigong helps with concussions.
Tell me in what way that you can know that it's healing. How did you feel differently from doing it? Because a lot of people have head injuries, right?
Yeah, so. A lot of concussions. My mental clarity and my ability to be in the present moment, but it's the mental clarity. My memory's getting much better. My mind works. Like, I play different games, memory games and stuff like that, and I can just watch my memory getting better, and just my mind is much sharper than it used to be.
Interesting. We should bring that to football players and stuff, you know, into sports. Yeah. And I wonder about long-term care in for elderly.
Interesting study
to throw out to the researchers, right?
It would be. My friend, Dr. Larry Farwell, who wrote a book, The Science of Creating Miracles, introduced me to transcendental meditation, and I've been doing it for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been wonderful, but I've been meditating for longer than that.
Yeah, there are many ways to meditate, right? So what technique did you use that in the past before TM?
I love Joe Dispenza.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of his meditations. Kelly Howell, I used to do Kelly Howell guided meditations. So for many years I did guided meditations after sports hypnosis. But it took it to a deeper level when I started the silent meditation.
Got it. So you went from guided meditations into silent by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I went backwards. I started with a more, I was doing some headspace, and then my friend was working for the TM Foundation. And I was like, oh, I can't be the only one who didn't do TM when I go visit my high school friends. So I trained with TM and recently have done more of the guided. So it's kind of the funny, I find breath work actually is my best way. But there are so many different ways to meditate, right? And I try and tell patients, number one, it's your mind. You can't truly empty your mind. The key is you're not focusing and ruminating on what you're thinking. And when you meditate, it's putting the intention to not put your attention on your thoughts. And so there, you can meditate when you're walking the dogs and focus on, you know, your body sensations. I talk about if you go inward to your body, that's like an inward feminine meditation. And when you go outward, listening to a guided meditation or even a mantra and a candle, that's like up and out. To me, that's the masculine meditation. It's through the mind and out. And the feminine is into your body and in to all your body sensations. That's, I don't know, that's the story I say between masculine and feminine ways to meditate. And so let's take a break on the meditation. Then we're going to come back to more of your story about how you pulled it all together and how you know that you feel freedom and healed. And if you want to talk to people about what really changed in your environment and your physicality to know that your inner work had affected your outer work, if that makes sense. But we're going to stop for a break. We're going to all breathe, be in the moment, and listen to our break. Remember, everyone, you are listening to Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host, and today we are with Laura Lee Connery.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, everyone. Remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground, the podcast on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, your host, and today we have a guest, Laura Lee Connery. She, you can find her in the show notes. I'm going to say, Laura Lee, I'm just going to have you say, what's your website? Dreamsawakening.ca, I think, right?
Dreamscreation.ca.
Dreamscreation.ca. It will be in the show notes. She is an expert, elite athlete, stuntwoman, and healer extraordinaire. And before we went to break, we were talking about feeling our feelings, meditation, visualizations, really connecting mind and body and feeling the feelings. And so tell us again, you recently introduced TM, which is a sort of a solo meditation as opposed to a guided meditation. Mm-hmm. And you really got to a place where you feel free in your life and healed. You went to enlightenment intensives, which really, the mind, people say, is filled with unfinished communications between yourself or between you and someone else. And when we go on these enlightenment intensives, and you and I have both been on them, we really dump our brain and empty, 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 and we become what we focus on. And I realize that that's how the mind works. We literally become what we focus on. And so you're now focusing on freedom, and you're focusing on feeling, and you're focusing on being connected energetically in all realms. And you know your higher self, you've met her. You know, I've seen you meet her. and I know that you know her. And so how does this healing journey continue? And how does it continue both forward and backwards? Because you've met your higher self, but we don't end our healing journey. It's not like an end, it continues, right? And I've heard you talk just recently about how even new stuff showed up in your past, right? About reconnecting with the younger you and what she felt at a very young age. And I don't know if you want to share that part of your story, but that was critical to, you know, tightening your bond with your dad, right? And becoming daddy's little girl, which led you on This is how boys do things.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Tina. I am. Just a sec.
Yeah, it's okay. It's emotional.
So my model of the world is the outside world is a reflection of the inside world. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I've done a lot of inner transformation, and that has created a wonderful outside world. I feel like I'm living my dream life, really. I have a mm-hmm. beautiful house in Mexico. I live in a beautiful place in Vancouver. I have wonderful friends, deep connection. There's lots and lots of laughter. Lots of laughter and deep connection and just enjoyment. So I'm going to say I have discovered accelerated evolution, which has been transformational in my life towards moving towards the life I want to live. And I've done a lot of inner child work, which has been so wonderful. I play with the little girl that's inside of me. Mm-hmm. I welcome her in, and I play with my dog, and I walk on the beach, and I'm present, and just I really feel like I'm living the life of my dreams. So healing that little girl inside of me. Oh, yes, I know. So I went from a place of from a lot of fear, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of beating myself up, basically beating myself up.
Yeah, that inner critic. Boy, she's so well developed in childhood. I know her well.
Mm-hmm. So that inner critic has calmed down, and she's gotten a lot quieter. And my inner guidance, or my inner loving parent, has gotten a lot louder. So it has really been a self-love journey. And now I'm in a place where, as I've gone through this transformation, I like to love to help others, work with others and serve others, and just be an inspiration and help others along the journey of from fear to freedom.
Love it. Love it. Yeah. Let's go back to that inner critic for a little bit, because mm-hmm. we all have this voice in our head, right? And some of us, it's louder than others, depending on how, you know, how we were raised in that first 7 years of life, right? And we all have this voice, and it's some of us, I think at younger ages, maybe had parents that really helped regulate our nervous systems in a way to quiet that voice. There's stories, the woman who started Spandex, every night at dinner, the question was, what did you fail fabulously at today? And to embrace that life is not success or failure, that life is not black or white, that every no is one more step to a yes, right? And we're on this journey. I had, you know, the bar was about perfection. Yours was about mastery and excelling. And so we get these inner voices that can really stunt our growth, right? To use, we're talking with a stunt woman and learning how to quiet them. So tell me, meditation, Qigong, hypnosis, yoga, what do you think really worked for you to quiet your own judge and allow the cheerleader, the best friend, the loving parent to show up?
I'm going to say that when I was in a trigger or a reaction, and I learned to sit with that trigger, I would sit with that, and then I would ask who's here. And I would just say, like, what part of me? And a little child would show up. And it was always, I was being triggered by something from childhood. So in childhood, my mother got sick and died when I was young. And that really caused a lot of trauma. And I believed that I wasn't lovable. And I believed that I didn't deserve to be here. There was all sorts of limiting beliefs. So when I'm being triggered now, it's relating to something that happened before the age of 7, usually, or before the age of 9, I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And so I sit with, okay, what's going on? I feel this. I'm in a trigger. I'm in an emotion. Who's here? What little part of me wants to be seen, to be heard, to be understood, to be held, to feel safe. She just really wants to feel safe, and she wants to feel loved. And so I sit with her. I know it sounds bizarre, but anyway, I sit with her.
No, as an adult, we need to parent ourselves.
Yes.
And sometimes our parents loved us as best they could, but they hadn't done the inner work. They were focused on food and survival. And in your case, your mom was fighting for her life and she died. And that affected both mom and dad and the whole household, right? I know from watching my father fall apart when my mom died when I was in my 20s, right? I had more years than you, but it was, whoa, what just happened to my world? My world got, you know, and so they didn't do the communication work and the meditation work. They were too busy getting through the depression and had their own inner demons, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so you're parenting yourself and you're parenting your little child and you're sitting with your child. And how do you speak to that little child?
I mean, I welcome her in. I welcome her with all of her struggles and all of her temper tantrums and whatever it is that's going on. I welcome her in. I just welcome her and say, I'm here. I love you. I'm with you. And I've got your back.
Mm-hmm.
I will stay with you. I will never abandon you. And I take her in and I allow her, you know, I listen to her. I see her and I understand her. And I just allow her to be her and accept her. Basically, like, I just accept you for exactly where you're at. And I just hold her in the safe place and she transforms and she just like gives me a hug. And it's like, oh, it's so nice to feel loved and accepted.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I always wanted. And then I'm like, I've got you. And I'll always have you. And
how
it's
beautiful is
really,
that?
it's really enhanced my life.
Tell me more.
I'm going to go back to the external validation that I was really attached to. I now feel really proud of myself, and I don't need that validation from the outside world as much. It's always nice to have.
It feels good, yeah.
it feels good, but I'm not needy for it.
Uh-huh.
Because I have the internal validation going on.
Right.
It's like, it feels like an internal success. That makes sense. Like, I feel really proud of myself for facing some of my darkest, I'm going to call them demons, like facing my demons, my inner demons, and really turning them and transforming them into angels or guides or supporters.
I want to laugh because I listened to a podcast yesterday. I think it was Aubrey Marcus. I think it's his name. I forget. He was doing on his podcast. Someone was walking through internal family systems with him, but Tormentor, the psychologist, used it. They're a torture mentor. They're actually your tormentors. All the inner demons, the outer demons, are there for your growth to mentor you in this school of earth to get over, right? So they're torturing you as a guide to mentor you. It was such a beautiful use of language that they're a gift, right? We often create our own tormentors, right? We are the worst tormentors in our brains of, why did I say that? Why did I wear that? Da, 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 right? And those are all actually guides and mentors to get us to the place you're now at, to get us to freedom, to get us to recognize you get in this body one life, right? I personally believe that the soul is bigger than the body, right? But this body has one life and it's mine to live. The woulda, coulda, shouldas are for me and nobody else. And I get to live life my story, my way. You get to live life your story, your way. And you found systemic healing. You know, the medical world probably said to you with concussions, stop stunting. That's it. You're done. And that's all they could say. We don't have anything for you to get more clarity. And maybe had they looked at your vitamin levels, they would have noticed. that food and vitamins were needed, but maybe they needed to also tell you to go heal your emotions. Go heal your brain. Your brain is confused. Your brain is concussed. The wiring needs to be reconnected in a new way, which is what you did with hypnosis, Qigong, accelerated evolution, going through old stories, parenting your inner child, and all those things. So let's take our last break and then we'll wrap it up. Welcome everybody. You are listening to Your Healing Playground on the Inspired Choices Network. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, integrative medicine, functional medicine, coach, speaker. All I want to do is love everybody and love them back to health. That is my mission on this planet. Love you back to your best self, to your higher self. And let's take a break on that note.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
We are in our last segment of today's episode of Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your integrative medicine and speaker coach, and we are on the Inspired Choices Network. We are playing today with Laura Lee Connery. She is an elite athlete and an elite healer. She learned how to heal her mind, her body, her heart, and her spirit. She is now free. She is no longer living in fear. She is no longer at the whims of external validation. And she used pivotal moments in her life, I think, to cause her to change how she does life. And I think that is the ultimate hero's journey of looking at challenges that we face as really not obstacles, but stepping stones to become closer to our higher self and maybe to our youngest self, right? So I ask you now, as you've done this work, what's your new why, right? What was your why maybe when you were teeny tiny? What was your why in those early years when you were such an athlete? And what's your new why? Because that's what gives us life, having a mission and a purpose and a why.
My why feels like it runs a thread through, is like, I want to inspire young women or women of all ages to go after their dreams and live their best life. I want to inspire women to like really get in touch with what makes their heart sing. Like, what do they really desire inside? And then believe they can have it and basically live a fulfilling life, live the life of their dreams, rather than based on what other people want. What do you want? What really makes your heart sing? And then helping, first of all, inspiring women, but also then helping them live the life of their dreams, helping them believe in themselves. helping them see their inner magic, helping them see their gifts, helping them really experience their gifts and share their gifts with the world, because we all come in here with really unique gifts, and helping them like blossom those gifts and share their gifts with the world.
And how do you best, how do you go about helping people find their magic superpowers? That's what I try and tell women as well. We all have a magic superpower, and it's up to us to discover it. We've had thousands of years of being told on this planet that our job is to have children. And that is a job, and it's an unpaid job. And we often pay it with our life, right? We could die with every period, with every delivery, with every pregnancy. And if something happens to our children, we die. They are a part of us forever if we have children. And our career and our business is our child, right? So if our businesses fail, a part of us feel like we're failing. And yet again, it's tormenting us, because it's mentoring us to know that there's more than just the business, more than just the child, more than just this human experience, right? So how do you go out in the world? I mean, you are the living embodiment of, I have a dream, I attain my dream. I have a new dream, I attain my new dream. I want to be well. I'm going to hypnotize myself to be well. I'm going to medical qigong myself back to wellness. I'm going to have a strong brain. So I know that you are the embodiment of this powerful ability to tap into visualization and a deep knowing that you can get there. And how do you help others get there in the 3 minutes we have left?
Well, first of all, I now see the beauty, the magnificence in people, in women, in everybody. But I see their magnificence and hold that space and allow them to clear out things so that they can see their magnificence. I'm also going to say we now look at the struggles that we've had in life as, rather than it's a struggle, it was a stepping stone for growth. Let's walk right into the fear. Let's walk right into the struggle. Let's really walk through the fire, basically, and take the gift out of it, and then and take the gift out and then live through that, and really not see it as like, oh, go from victim to creator. I am the creator of my life,
right? And we created all these obstacles, ironically, mm-hmm. because if we are the universe in human form, why would we hurt ourselves? So we're actually creating gifts for ourselves, these tormentors that we bring into our lives that are there to torment us. It's like, all right, you got it. Yeah, this is a struggle. And we grow through struggle. We don't grow when everything's super easy. Don't be the helicopter parent. Don't be the snowplow. Let your kids fall and fail beautifully so they become bigger, better, stronger adults. And let that inner judge love. I joke, right? We want to love on our inner judge, but gag her and let her. She can't drive. She doesn't have a driver's license. She's not allowed to drive the bus anymore. She can sit in the back seat and check out the pansies and the flowers growing, right? So put her in her car seat, buckle her up, keep her with you, and love her into submission. That's what I say.
I'd like to think of the inner critic as like, what is your highest intent for me right now? What is it that you want? What's your highest intent? And then I come in with more of a loving parent. I'm like, okay, you can sit back and relax and enjoy the daisies. I've got that. We've got it. I've got it here.
Beautiful. And sometimes that inner critic, it's fear, right? And fear is false evidence appearing real. We have to walk through the fire and believe we can get to the other side and not get burned, right?
So face everything and rise.
I like that one too. Yes, I have, there's like four. Face everything and rise. Yeah. Let's face everything and rise. False evidence appearing real. And there's something else. But fear is fear and torment and obstacles are actually like kindling for our growth. And on that note, I invite you all to look at your obstacles
if
as
you
kindling
felt something
for your
move
growth.
Today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice and play is your medicine.